Genesis 31, you can turn there.
创世纪三十一章，你可以翻到那里。
And our story background is that Jacob has gone to Padan Aram to get a wife.
现在我们就说是故事呢，就是说是在那个雅各，他呢就是去工作来得到妻子。
He hadn't planned on it, but he ends up with four wives.
他并没有计划是那样，但最终呢，他娶了四个妻子。
And that was a blessing and a problem at the same time.
那个是福气和问题同时存在。
And the time had come, God was speaking to him and said, Jacob, I think it's about time for you to move now. You go back to your own family. You go back to the land of Canaan.
当时呢就是时间到了，神就跟雅各说话，说那是时候了，你要回去，回到你自己的家人那里去，回到你自己的国家去，回到迦南地去。
So we're in the middle of the conversations that the Lord had with Jacob and Jacob has with his wives.
在这个里面呢，我们在这个中间就是呢，主和那个雅各的那个交谈的过程中，还有雅各和他的太太们的交谈过程中。
All right, so we're going to pray, and then we're going to do the get a little bit of the context, and then we'll get into the detail.
所以先要来祷告，祷告了以后呢，再看看上下文的一些关系，最终呢，走向细节。
Lord.We want to thank you for the Bible, and we pray that you'll help us understand it today.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩，求您呢今天帮助我们理解。
And then, Lord, we pray that you will encourage us in the reading of it, that we might be encouraged by the Lord.
主啊，求您呢鼓励我们，就是在我们读的时候呢，这样呢我们可以在主里得到鼓励。
So speak to our hearts, and then bless us, we ask.
所以求你对我们的内心说话，赐福我们，我们祈求。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so I'm going to go back now to verse 3.
所以我们要回到第三节。
The Lord said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers."And to your kindred, and I will be with you.
创世纪三十一章第三节，耶和华对雅各说：“你要回你父辈之地，到你本族那里去，我必与你同在。”
All right. Now, the key of that phrase or that sentence is, "I will be with you."
这一句话里的那个这节经文的关键的一句话是“我必与你同在”。
You'd be prepared to go anywhere, wouldn't you? If the phrase were, the Lord will be with you.
所以呢，你可以去到任何地方，是不是呢？如果主说呢，我必与你同在。
And frankly, if I didn't believe the Lord would be with me, I'd have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning.
所以呢，坦率说呢，就是说我早晨呢很难起床的时候呢，我并没有感觉主与我同在。
What a wonderful thing that the Lord would be with Harold.
所以那这主与孩儿的同在，这是个多么奇妙的事情呢
？Or Jacob，
或者是雅各
，Or you，
或者是你。
So verse 4 Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field to his flock。
第四节说雅各就打发人叫拿杰和利亚到田野羊群那里来。
So what we're going to be reading then is the message that。Jacob was giving to his wives in the field.
所以我们现在呢，就是说是要学到就是关于雅各和他的妻子在那个田野里的交谈。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Then the angel of God spoke to me in a dream, saying.
所以这个神的天使在梦中呼叫我说。
And so verse 11 and 12 are a previous discussion that Jacob had with God, God had with Jacob. So he's speaking to his wives and saying, God spoke to me in the past.
那这个里面的11节、12节是在过去，神跟雅各说的话，所以呢，就是说是他后来跟他的妻子说呢，就是说在田野里说是神在从前给我讲的这些话。
And he basically told them how to, told Jacob how to, get the flock from his father-in-law, which sheep to keep for himself, which sheep to give to his father-in-law.
因为那神基本上告诉他呢，就是怎么样呢，从那个他的那个岳父那里得到这样的一些，就是说羊群，什么样的羊群归他岳父，什么样的羊群归他。
And so this conversation that God had with Jacob, which probably had taken place 6 years before this discussion with his wives, he goes on in verse 13 and explains.
这个呢，他和神之间交谈呢，大概呢，就是说是在那个6年前，就是说在他和他的妻子现在交谈之前，神跟他说的，所以我们来到第13节。
He says, I am the God of Bethel.Where you anointed the pillar and where you made a vow to me.
第三节说，我是伯特利的神，你在那里用油浇过柱子，向我许个愿。
Then he says, now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of your kindred.
所以呢，他说呢，现在你起来，离开这里，回你本族之地去吧。
So this is probably now a second revelation of.God to Jacob probably took place just a few days before this conversation he had with his wives.
这个里面呢，这就是神的第二次向那个雅各启示，大概呢就是说在他和他的妻子交谈之前的几天神给他的启示。
So he's saying to these women out in the field, he's saying, you know, God has spoken to me and we have got to leave.
因为他对这些妇女们说呢，就是说是神已经跟我说了，所以我们必须离开。
Verse 14, then Rachel and Leah answered and said to him, Is there still any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house?
第四节，拿杰和利亚回答雅各说，在我们父亲的家里还有我们可得的份吗？还有我们的产业吗？
Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and also completely consumed our money.
第十五节说，我们不是被他当作外人吗？因为他卖了我们，吞了我们的钱。
What's wrong with that conversation?
所以这个对话有什么错误？
It's all about money.
所以都是谈到钱。
Is that your family?
这是你的家庭吗？
I don't really care about my mother and father. I don't care about my sister and brother. How much money am I going to get?
我并不关心我的父母，也不关心我的弟兄姊妹。那么说呢，我只关心我能够得到多少钱。
You say, what is wrong with your family?
你说你的家庭出了什么问题吗？
A friend of mine many years ago came to me and said to me, you know, Harold, I've met this girl. I think she's a nice girl. I may even marry her.
就是我的一个朋友呢，几年前呢来找我说，那孩儿的我碰到了这个就是女孩，我认为她是一个非常好的女孩，我有可能娶她。
Then he said, you know, I went and I met her father.
因为你说呢，他说你知道我去见她的父亲。
And he said, we had an interesting conversation. He told me how to make lots of money.
因为他说我们的谈话呢非常有意思，他告诉我怎样去赚更多的钱。
He said, I was a little bit uncomfortable.
我说那我听了有点不舒服。
So finally he said, I think I'll find another girl.
但是最后说呢，他必须找到另一个女孩。
And he married a poor man's daughter.
他呢娶了一个穷人的女儿。
And lived happily ever after.
从此以后他们幸福地生活在一起。
He could have married a rich girl.
他也可能呢娶一个富家女。
And her father would have told him how to make more money.
他的父亲呢会告诉他怎样赚更多的钱。
He said, I made a wise decision.
他说我做出了明智的
决定。Life is not money.
妻子不是钱。
And this family that Laban had, Laban was the father in the family. He made most of the decisions And he didn't decide wisely.
所以呢，就是拿班的这个家庭呢，他是整个家庭的做出决定的人呢，他做出了很多的决定，并不是明智的。
Okay, he cheated.
他呢欺骗。
He cheated Jacob. He changed his wages 10 times.
他呢欺诈那个雅各，他把他的工资改了10次。
Okay, you work for a boss like that. After a while, you say, "Boss, you know what? I don't trust you."
所以你如果跟这样一个老板工作一段时间以后呢，你就会跟你老板说，你知道吗？我现在不相信你了。In
a family, if it's built around money, there's not going to be much happiness.
所以呢，就是说是一个家庭如果建立在金钱的基础上，就不会有什么幸福了。So
Jacob verse 13 tells his wives, "Now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of your kindred." That's what God said to me. What do you think of that, wives?
第三节说呢，他说呢，你现在起来，离开这里，回你本族之地去。他说呢，妻子们，你们怎么想？
Rachel and Leah answered him, said, "Is there any more money or inheritance for us in our father's house? No point in us for staying. We've got all the money we can get out of our old man."
第十四节说呢，拿结和利亚回到雅各说，我们在我们父亲的家里还有我们可得的份吗？还有我们的产业吗？所以呢，我们在这里待着没什么意义。但是我们可以带走多少钱呢？
Verse 15, "Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and also completely consumed our money."
第十五节说，我们不是被他当作外人吗？因为他卖了我们，吞了我们的钱。How
much did he sell his daughters for?
他卖他女儿卖了多少钱？
7 years wages each.
所以每一个都是7年的工资。
Pretty expensive wives.
这个妻子太贵了。Okay,
what did he do with the money?
所以你怎么对待钱？
Spend it on himself. Okay, what have we got here? He says, he has sold us. And what verse is that? My eyes are playing tricks on me again.
15.
17.
15.
You're right, 15. "Are we not considered strangers by him? He has sold us."
你是说我们不是被他当作外人吗？因为他卖了我们。
And completely consumed our money.
吞了我们的钱。Verse
16, "For all these riches which God has taken from our fathers and are really ours and our children's, now then, whatever God has said to you, do it."
第十六节说，神从我们的父亲所拿出来的一切财物，那就是我们和我们孩子们的。现在无论神对你说什么，你就去行吧。Well,
I guess that's the kind of a wife that would make a good wife, wouldn't it be?
我认为这样的太太应该是个好太太，是不是呢？
She looks at her father.
她能看到父亲。
She looks at her husband.
看看她的丈夫。
She says to her husband, "You know, you're not only a good man, you're way better than my father was."
所以他说，你知道吗？你不仅仅是个好人，你比我父亲要强多了。And
therefore, they say to him, "Whatever God has told you to do, do it."
因此呢，他们就说呢，无论神对你说什么，就去行吧。So,
what would you have to do if you were going to be like Jacob and have wives like that?
所以呢，如果呢，你呢像雅各那样有这样的一些妻子们，你会怎么做呢？
You'd probably have to be a whole lot better than their father was.
所以呢，你应该对他们比他父亲对他们要好得多，是不是？
You love the Lord.
你爱主。
Or rather, he loves the Lord.
或者他爱主。
He gets and follows the promises of God.
他呢，必须呢跟从神的应许。
He works so hard that he has to have a conference with his wife in the field because he's too busy to go home to talk to them.
因为他呢，如此的努力的工作，他必须呢，住在那个野地里，所以呢，他根本就没有时间呢，回家去跟他们说话。He's
a friend of God. God speaks to him.
他是神的朋友，神对他说话。
Frankly, I think if I were a woman and I had a husband like that, I'd probably respect him I'd say, I think you're a pretty good guy.
因为坦率说，如果我是个女人的话，我有这样的丈夫呢，我会非常的尊重他，他应该是个非常好的人。
I think it's wonderful those women simply said, Jacob, whatever God has called you to do, you do it. We're with you.
我认为呢，这些女人呢都是这样去说，是非常好的，因为他们说无论神对你说什么，你就去行吧，我们和你同去。
Okay, I think God appreciated those words of affirmation from his wives. So verse 17 says, Then Jacob rose, set his sons and his wives on camels, and said, We're out of here.
我认为呢，神呢，在他呢，就是说是他也感谢他的那些妻子的雅各说的那样的话，所以第十七节说雅各起来，让他的儿子们和妻子们都骑上了骆驼。
He carried away all his livestock, all his possessions which he had gained. He has acquired livestock which he had gained in Padan Aram to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan.
第十八节说，又带着他在巴旦亚兰所得的一切牲畜和财物往迦南地，他父亲以撒那里去了。Isaac
was still alive.
以撒当时仍然活着。20
years after he left him.
所以呢，他离开他已经20多年了。Isaac
had said, "I've got to bless you before I die."
所以呢，以撒说呢，我在我死之前，我要祝福你。So
he blessed him, but he didn't die.
他在赐福，他祝福了他，但是他就没有死。And
so I can imagine that Jacob's pretty excited about the possibility of going home to see Dad.
所以我认为雅各呢，他就是非常的感到非常的兴奋和激动，就是说他回家以后呢，有可能见到他的父亲。Hadn't
seen him for 20 years.
他20多年都没见他了。
Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen her household idols that were her father's.
第十九节说，当时拉班剪羊毛去了，拿杰偷了他父亲家中的神像。
That good or bad?
这是好事还是坏事？
It's not very good.
这并不太好。
She shouldn't have had anything to do with the gods, the household gods of her father.
他应该跟他父亲呢，他父亲家里的那点那样的神呢，应该没有任何的关系。
Those gods make him a good man or a bad man?
所以他的神把他变成一个好人还是个坏人？
They didn't make him a good man.
他并没有把他变成一个好人。Why
didn't she tell him, I'm taking your gods?
他为什么不告诉他，我把你的那个神拿走了呢？
She stole him.
他只是偷了。This
is an interesting family. Lots of good things about it, but a lot of foolish and sinful things about it.
这是个非常有意思的家庭，也有很多好事，但是也有很多愚蠢的和在有罪的事情。So
it says, don't tell lies.
就是说呢，不要撒谎。Don't
tell lies to your neighbor, and don't tell lies to your family.
你不要对你邻居撒谎，也不要对你家人撒谎。
All right, so very sad. So verse 20.
非常的悲伤，第20节。
Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee.
第20节说，雅各背着亚南人拉班，悄悄的走了，没有告诉他。
Why does it say he did not tell him that he intended to flee? Why doesn't it say he did not tell him that he intended to go?
因为这个里面呢，就是说是为什么这里说呢？说是他背着他悄悄的走了呢？悄悄的逃了呢？就是为什么不说走了呢
？Why did he sneak away, run away, flee?
他为什么就是说是要那个偷偷的溜出去逃跑了？
Because he was afraid his father-in-law wouldn't let him go.
因为他害怕他的岳父不会让他走。
He said, this man's changed my wages 10 times. If I tell him I plan to leave, he'll change my wages again. He'll steal away my wealth like he's already done so many times.
我不能相信这个人，因为他改变了我的工资10次。如果呢，就是说是我再次告诉他我要走了，他会再次更改我的工资，或者说把我所有的财产都偷走了。So
he fled with all that he had. He arose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountains of Gilead.
就带着所有的逃跑，他起身过大河，面向基列山行去。
What's the significance of crossing the river?
你穿过大河是什么？有什么重大意义呢
？Well, frankly, that wouldn't have been easy, would it?
你等于说过大河并不容易，是不是呢
？He's got all his wives, all his family, all their possessions, and all their herds and flocks.
因为带着他所有的妻子们，带着他所有的财产和家人，还有带着他的那些就是羊群呢，还有他的牲畜。
Are you going to get him across the river?
你怎么让他们都渡过大河呢
？Answer not easily.
答案并不容易。
So if you can't get him across the river easily, is it going to be easy to get him all back on the other side of the river again?
所以呢，就是如果那穿过去都不是很容易，穿过去以后再把他们弄回来，那更容易吗
？No.
不会。
So at great personal expense and hard work, he gets them across the river, and he says, "Now that we're over the river, Laban is going to have a hard time getting them all back."
然后呢，就是说是啊，他现在呢，就是通过这个所有的努力，把这些所有的他的那个牲畜啊和财产都搞到那个河那边去了。他说呢，现在呢，我们已经渡过河了，那么他的岳父拉班呢，再想把他们追回去就比较难了。
Verse 22, and Laban was told on the third day that Jacob had fled.
第二十二节说呢，到了第三天，有人告诉拉班雅各逃跑了。
That's kind of a long time.
就是时间有点久了。
Then he took his brethren with him and pursued. This is Laban. Then Laban took his brethren with him and pursued him for 7 days' journey, and he overtook him in the mountains of Gilead.
拉班带他的众弟兄去追赶，追了七天，在基列山就追上了。
7 days.
七天。
Jacob had traveled a long time in 7 days.
所以呢，七天那个雅各呢已经应该跑了很远了。
Going to be hard for Laban to steal it all back again now.
所以现在呢，对拉班来说很难再把他们所有的都追回去了。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night, and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad."
第二十四节说，夜间神到亚南人拉班那里，在梦中对他说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。
It's interesting. All through this story, you get Jacob.You get all the other characters, and you get God.
你这个非常有意思。你在这所有的故事里呢，有雅各，还有其他的一些人物，还有神。
Verse 24, but God.
所以呢，第二十四节，但是神。
If you had to write the story of your life,
如果你要
how many times in the story would you include the words "but God"?
因为如果你要写你自己的人生的故事，你在你的故事里要写多少次但是神呢
？It looked like everything was going wrong, but God.
就是看起来呢，所有的都不对了，但是神。
I was planning to do this, but God.
但是我本来准备做这件事情，但是神。
Okay, that's the way our lives should read. I'm hoping that when God writes my story.He's going to say, but God, but God, but God, but God, but God. And he's going to keep on saying, Harold, I intervened. I was here. I was there. I was changing things on your behalf all along.
就是那人生的故事应该是这样写的。我希望呢，如果神要写我的故事呢，他就会说 about God, 但神，但神，但神。他说 Harold 呢，你呢，本来这些东西你都做错，但是神，但是神，所以神一路帮着他。
I can remember on two occasions in my life, I was working for a large corporation and something was very wrong.
所以我记得有两次，当时我和一家大公司工作，那有时候呢，那个事情呢，变得非常非常的糟了。
I was really, really worried driving to work one morning.
所以呢，就我是非常非常担心，有一天呢，早上开车去上班。
I had a hard time going over the Burrard Street Bridge.
因为我就很难的开过那个 Broad Street 的那个桥。
I thought, oh no, this is wrong. That's right. Everything's wrong. Oh dear, what am I going to do?
这不对，那不对，所有都不对。那我今天，哎呀，我今天该怎么办呢
I thought I better phone Mr. So-and-so as soon as I get to the office.
我说那在我呢一到达办公室我就要打电话给某某某某人。
I phoned him and I said, Mr. So-and-so, I got a real big problem. I'm doing this and I forgot to tell you about that. And the implications of what I'm doing is big for you. What can you do?
这个里面呢我就跟那个某某人打电话说某某人这个呢今天呢我就是说是本来我应该去这么去做这个呢所有的东西呢都不对了就是应该怎么做呢
Oh, he said, don't worry about that, everything's fine.
他说不要担心一切都没问题了。
I said, oh.Oh, I said, thank you, God. You helped me.
我就说啊，谢谢神，你帮助了我。
But God.
但是神。
That's the way we go through life.
其实我们走过人生的时候。
We say, I'll try, Lord, but the only way it's going to succeed is if you make it succeed.
也就是说，我说主啊，我会试，我会尝试，但是唯一呢，我能够成功的路呢，是你让我成功。
Here's Jacob running away as fast as he can from this guy Laban.
你这里是雅各呢，尽快的逃离他这个叫拉班的人。
Here's Laban, full of anger, coming after Jacob.
这里呢是拉班呢，充满了愤怒来追雅各。
God meets him halfway.
所以呢，神让在半路跟他们碰到了。
Says Laban, don't you even say anything to Jacob, good or bad.
所以呢，他就说呢，拉班呢，你甚至呢，不要与雅各说好说歹。
Verse 25. So Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mountains, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mountains of Gilead.
第二十五节，拉班追上雅各，雅各在山上支搭帐篷，拉班和他的众弟兄也在基勒山上支搭帐篷。
And Laban said to Jacob, What have you done that you have stolen away unknown to me and carried away my daughters like captives taken with the sword?
第二十六节说，拉班对雅各说，你做的是什么事儿呢？你背着我悄悄地走了，又把我的女儿们带了去，如同用刀剑掳去的一般。
Had Jacob stolen away?
所以呢，雅各是不是悄悄地走了呢
？He didn't steal anything.
他没有偷任何东西。
Okay, carried away my daughter's captives.
所以呢，又把我的女儿们呢带了去。
Were his daughters captive in all this, or were they jolly happy to go?
所以他女儿呢是被掳去的呢，还是他们非常高兴地跟着他一起走了？
Verse 27, why did you flee away secretly and steal, here's his word again, and steal away from me and not tell me, for I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with timbrel and harp.
接着说呢，你为什么暗暗地逃跑，偷，又有偷这个词，偷着走，并不告诉我，叫我可以欢乐，唱歌，击鼓弹琴地送你回去呢？
Do you think he would have sent them away with joy and songs and timbrel and harp?
你认为他会欢送他们用欢乐唱歌击鼓弹琴吗
？No.
不会的。
Absolutely. You wouldn't. You really wouldn't want to have Laban as a father-in-law, would you?
所以呢，绝对不会这样的。你不想让拉班做你的岳父，是不是呢
？Have you ever noticed in life there's a lot of people?Who disappoint you?
你有没有注意到呢？在你的人生中呢，有很多人让你失望呢。
They don't treat you right. They will say things, but they don't always mean it.
他们对你不好，他们呢就是会说一些好话，但是他们并不是那个意思。
I had a man once who did something that wasn't proper.
所以我有一个人呢，曾经呢，他对我呢不做的不恰当。
I said to that man.I said, that really wasn't very proper. Would you apologize?
我就那个人说呢，我说你这么做不恰当，你愿不愿意跟我道歉？
He said, yeah, I'm sorry.
他说对，对不起。
I said, will you tell me that you won't do it again?
我说那你会不会告诉我呢？就是说是你不会再做了呢？
He said, no, I'm not going to tell you I won't do it again.
不会，我不会跟你说，我不会再这么做。
I said, you're sorry that you did it, but you won't tell me you won't do it again. Something's wrong there.
我说呢，你说你抱歉，你做的那件事情，但是呢，你不会告诉我说你因为做错的事情，你不再去做。
Verse 28, 8, and you did not allow me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Now you have done foolishly in so doing.
第28节说, 又不容我亲我的儿女们, 你所做的真是愚蠢。
Now verse 29 is lovely. It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good or bad.
第29节非常可爱, 他说呢, 我的手原有能力害你, 只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说, 你要小心, 不可与雅各说好, 说歹。
He said, I could do all kinds of things against you.
他说呢, 我可以做所有的事情来反对你。
But unfortunately, your God won't let me.
不幸的是你的神不让我做。
What should he have said?
他应该怎么说?
He should have said, I think I want your God to be my God.
他应该说呢,
how foolish to say I'd like to be mean to you, but your God won't let me. Why don't you make that God your God?
这个是多么的愚蠢, 说呢, 我想呢, 对你那不好, 但是呢是你的神呢, 不让我做, 你为什么不说呢, 我要你的神也做我的神呢?
And now you have surely gone away because you greatly long for your father's house.
你这个里面的时候呢, 现在你呢, 就是说是, 虽想你父亲家, 不得不去。
Well, that's probably true in part.
有可能的是部分是对的。
Whose house would Jacob rather live in? Laban's house or Isaac's house?
雅各宁愿生活在谁家里呢? 是拿班的家里呢? 还是以撒的家里?
Okay, I think he said, Jacob said, I'd rather go home. Living with you is almost intolerable, but I'd rather go home.
因为我认为雅各基本上说我宁愿回家跟我父亲在一起在你家生活是不可忍受的。
But he says, but why did you steal my gods?
因为这个里面又说呢,为什么又偷了我的众神呢?
Did he really believe in his gods?
他真的相信他的神吗?
I really don't think so, I don't know.
我不知道, 我就是不认为他真的那么想。
He certainly didn't believe in Jacob's God.
他肯定不相信雅各的神。And
Jacob believed in his God.
雅各相信他的神。I
don't know about these gods that Rachel stole.
我不知道这些那拿杰偷的这些众神是什么。
I think maybe he liked those gods because maybe they were just made of gold.
所以我认为他喜欢那些神众神呢，就是因为是用金子做的。
And if he had gods made of gold that were pretty big, that'd be a lot of money.
因为如果你有那样的神呢，就是用金子做的也比较大的话呢，这个要值很多钱的。
So, verse 31, then Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, perhaps you would take your daughters from me by force.
31节雅各回答拿班说, 恐怕你把你的女儿从我夺去, 所以我逃跑。
Is that possible?
这是有可能的吗?
Sure.
当然。
He gave them to him by lies.
因为他把他给他的时候都是撒了谎的。He
could take them away.
他也可以把他夺取。But
verse 32, with whomever you find your gods, do not let him live in the presence of our brethren. Identify what I have of yours and take it with you. For Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them.
第三个就是对于你的众神，你在谁那里搜出来，就不容谁存活。当着我的众弟兄，你认一认，在我这里有什么东西是你的，就拿去。因为雅各不知道拿杰偷了他们。The
more I think of it, I really think that these gods had a lot of dollar value.
所以呢，我越想呢，我越觉得他这些众神呢，就是说这些很值钱的。
So Laban said, someone stole my gods, I'm going to find them. And so verse 33, Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, into the two maids' tents, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent.
这个里面呢就是拿班说，那你偷了我的众生。然后第三声就说，拿班就进到雅各、利亚并两个使女的帐篷，都没搜出来，就从利亚的帐篷出来，进了拉结的帐篷。
Is that a nice thing to do?
这是一件好事去做吗？
Somebody comes to your house, says, I'm looking for such and so.
有些人来到你家说呢，我来寻找什么东西。
And so you say, I don't have those.
你说呢，我家没有。
And they say, we're going to go through every drawer in this house. And we're going to look into every drawer in the house. How would you feel if somebody went through every drawer in your house?
然后他们说呢，我要把你家里的每个抽屉都打开，每个抽屉都搜一下。就是说，如果有个人来你家里搜你家里所有的抽屉，你会怎么想
？You'd say that's not very nice.
你这个并不友好。
These people didn't have really good families.
这些人呢，他们的家庭并不好。
You ask yourself the question why.
你认问问你自己一个问题，为什么会这样？
Two major things. Number one, they did not always tell the truth one with another.
你这个呢有两个主要的事情。第一个呢，他们并不是总是互相都说真话。Number
two, mostly what they wanted was money.
第二个呢，他们最想要的东西呢就是钱。You
know of any families with problems?
你知道有些家庭出了问题吗？
You'll probably find both those issues there. They don't always tell the truth.
你有可能发现呢，这两个问题呢都在那里。
And they want money, more money, and more money.
他们不总是说真话，他们也总是想要钱，要更多的钱。
How sad.
多么的悲惨。
Did the Lord Jesus always tell the truth?
主耶稣总是讲真话吗？
Did he say, all I want is your money?
他说过我想要你的钱吗？
That's why we trust the Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么。
He was a wonderful man.
这就是为什么我们要相信主耶稣，因为他是个奇妙的人。
All right, verse 34. Now Rachel had taken the household goods, put them in the camel's saddle, and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the hot tent, but he couldn't find them.
三十岁，拿吉已经把神像藏在骆驼的驼笼里了，便坐在上头。那班摸遍了那帐篷，并没有摸着。
And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of women is with me." And he searched, but did not find the household idols.
第三十五节说，拿吉对他父亲说：“现在。” 我身上不便，不能在你面前起来，求我主不要生气。这样，拿班搜寻神像，竟没有搜出来。Then
Jacob was angry and rebuked Laban, and Laban answered and said to Laban, sorry, Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that you have so hotly pursued me?"
第三十六节，雅各就发怒斥责拿班说。 我有什么过犯，有什么罪恶，你竟这样火速的追我？
Although you have searched all my things, what part of your household things have you found? Set it before my brethren and before your brethren, that they may judge between us both.
你搜遍了我的一切家具，你搜出什么呢？可以放在你我弟兄面前，叫他们在你我中间判断。
So why did Laban search for those gods?
为什么呢？拉班要搜寻那些众神呢？
Because he wanted the money.
因为他想要那个钱。
What did the search prove?
那么这个搜了一遍，证明了什么？
That Jacob hadn't stolen anything.
雅各没有偷任何东西。
All that rigmarole, what did it prove? Proved Jacob was a good man. He wasn't a thief like his father-in-law.
因为这些所有的这一切的证据呢，都证明那雅各呢，他是一个好的人，他并不像他的岳父那样是个撒谎的。Is
there not a light, lovely principle there? Very often in life, things will happen to you that you say are bad.
因为就是说是呃。 这个是不是有一个非常可爱的原则在这里呢？但是就是通常呢，在你的人生，你发现有些事情看起来是糟糕的。
But the result of it all may simply be to prove that you are good.
但是呢，就是所有的这样的一切的结果以后呢，它有可能证明呢你是个好人。
What does God say?
那神怎么说的呢？
He says God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work.
所以这个里面讲的呢，神的恩典是够你用的，神可以把所有的恩典呢，就是在你来说呢，对你是可以让你去做一切的善工。
God wants everything to work out for your good.
神要呢，每件事情呢，都是给你带了好处。
And so we trust the Lord, and we say, Lord, thank you. You work all the details, and even when things look wrong, you make them work for good.
因为我们说呢，我们相信主，我们感谢主，感谢主呢，就是说是在我们人生中，有时候看到一切事情呢，看起来好像是朝不好的方向发展，但是神呢，可以照看顾一切细节，把这些不好的变成好的。
Verse 38, he says, then these 20 years I have been with you, your ewes and your female goats have not miscarried their young, and I have not eaten the rams of your flock. That which was torn by beasts I did not bring to you, I bore the loss of it. You required it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
38节说，在你家这20年，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉个胎，你群中的公羊我没有吃过，被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你，是自己赔上，无论是白日是黑夜，被偷去的你都向我索要。
There I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes.
第四节说，我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着，我常是这样。
That describes my 20 years.
这个呢，描述了我在你家里的20年。
How'd you like to have a servant like that?
你如果有这样的一个仆人，你怎么样？
You'd probably give him a Christmas bonus, wouldn't you?
你喜不喜欢？你有可能给他一些圣诞节的奖金，你会不会呢
？Absolute amazing, wonderful man.
所以绝对奇妙的是一个奇妙的人。
Verse 41 again. Thus I have been in your house 20 years. I served you 14 years for your 2 daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times.
第四十一节说，我这20年在你家为你的2个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，你有10次改了我的工价。
This is the second time he mentions that he had changed his wages 10 times.
就是第二次他提到呢，他呢改了他的工资10次。
Who do you think was keeping count of how many times the wages were changed?
所以呢，你认为谁在数有多少次呢工价被改了？
You think Laban was keeping count?
你认为拉班他会数吗？
I don't think so.
我不认为是。
But Jacob was keeping count.
是雅各在数。
And sometimes things seem little to you and inconsistent, but it seems big to others. Make sure that you're treating others properly.
也有时候呢，有些事情对你来说都看起来是小事，但是呢，对其他人来说是件大事，所以你要确保你是恰当的去对待其他的人。
And now this marvelous verse 42.
这是个非常神奇的经文，第42节。
Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
对，第四节就是，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你现在必定叫我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
What kind of a God is God?
神是什么样的一个神？
He's the God of personal contact and intervention.
所以他是一位神呢，跟你私人呢接触，并且呢干预。
Does God know who you are?
神知道你是谁吗？
Yes. Does God care about all the details in your life?
是的，神呢关心你人生里的每一个细节吗？
Yes. Does he watch what you do?
是的，他会去看你在干什么吗？
Does he watch how you react?
他呢是会看你怎样反应吗？
And does he reward good when others feed you bad?
所以当别人对你不好的时候，他为你的好奖赏你吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
It's absolutely marvelous.
绝对奇妙的。
All right. Verse 43.
第43节。
Laban answered and said to Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and this flock is my flock. All that you see is mine.
也就是说呢，拉班回答雅各说，这女儿是我的女儿，这些孩子是我的孩子，这羊群呢，也是我的羊群，凡在你眼前的都是我的。
And then he has to say, but unfortunately, what can I do?This day to these my daughters and their children whom they have born.
基本上说呢，就是说那么说我的女儿他们所生的孩子，我今日能向他们做什么呢？
He's bragging that he owns it all, and then he says, "Unfortunately, I don't deserve any of it. I can't get it." He's saying, "I would like it. I deserve it. I can't get it."
因为基本上他在吹，他是吹说这一切呢都是他的，都是他的。那但是呢，他却承认他呢不该得到他们，所以呢，他说呢这一切都是他的，他也想得到，但是他却得不到。
So he says, now let's have a deal here. Now therefore come, let us make a covenant. Let's have a contract, you and I, and let it be a witness between you and me.
然后他说呢，我们来做个交易吧。他说来吧，你我二人可以立约。做你我之间的见证。
How are you going to solve this problem?
你怎么样解决这个问题？
Well, frankly, there shouldn't be a problem.
坦率说，这本来不应该有问题。
If the father-in-law loved the son-in-law, and the son-in-law loved the father-in-law, would you need a contract?
所以，如果岳父爱一个女婿，一个女婿爱他的岳父，他们之间需要立约吗？
Okay, you want to make a contract with me?
你想跟我立个约吗？
I've changed your wages 10 times, so let's make a contract.
我改了你工资十次，那么现在我们来立个约吧。
He's absolutely crazy.
这个绝对是疯了。
Have you ever heard of anything like this happening before in the book of Genesis?
你在创世纪里听到过这样的事情在以前发生过吗？
Yeah, Abimelech made a contract with Abraham, didn't he?
你真是听说过阿比们跟那亚伯拉罕的订了一个约是吧？
What did the contract say?
他们的那约是怎么说的？
It basically said, Abraham, you won't do anything bad against me, and I won't do anything bad against you.
基本上是亚伯拉罕，你不要对我做坏事，我也不会对你干坏事。
So Abraham not only made the contract, but he paid for the contract that he made. He's provided the animals for the contract.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕不仅跟他立了约，还为这个约呢，他呢付了钱，他呢就是把他自己的那些动物给他作为那个价钱。
So what happened after the contract?
他们立了约以后发生了什么？
Well, Abraham went away to live in peace, and Abimelech filled in all the wells that Abraham had dug.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢离开的时候带着平安。那么说呢，亚比米勒呢把那个亚伯拉罕挖的所有的井都填了。
Okay, you want to do that? Have a contract with Laban?
你想那么做吗？你想跟拉班立个约吗
？Laban says, "I've defrauded you. I have changed your wages 10 times. So let's have a contract so that you don't get back at me." What?
所以呢，就是拉班说呢，我欺骗了你，我改了你的工资十次，那么现在我们要立一个约，这证明你不能报复我。你说什么
？How do you solve the problems in life？
你在人生怎么样解决问题呢
？Get a better contract。
订一个好的合同。
Not gonna work。
有些东西行不通的。
How do you solve the problems in life？
但是呢，怎么可以解决你人生的问题呢？
Get God working on your side. That's what you do.
你让神在你那边做工，这是你应该做的。
We don't need more contracts.
我们不需要更多的合同。
We need more broken hearts before the Lord and say, I'm a sinner.
我们需要很多破碎的心来到主面前，说我是个罪人。
How many times in this story do you read the words, and Laban said, I'm awfully sorry, I will never do that again?
所以在这个故事你读到过多少次，拿班说呢，我非常抱歉，我不会再做了。Instead
of humility, you say, let's make a contract.
他本来呢应该谦卑，但是他就说呢，我们再另订个合同吧。Contracts
don't solve problems. Broken hearts do. Repentance sounds or solves problems. Contracts don't solve problems.
合同总是解决不了问题，那么破碎的心呢？悔改的心才能解决问题。So
verse 45, Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar.
第45节，雅各就拿了一块石头立作柱子。That's
what happened when Jacob made a contract with God at Bethel.
这就是雅各跟神立约的时候呢，在 伯利立的那个一样的事情。And
Jacob is the one who took the stone, set up the pillar. Laban didn't even do that.
所以雅各是那一位拿一块石头立作柱子的，拿班根本就没有做。Verse
46. Then Jacob said to his brothers, "Gather stones," and they took stones and made a heap, and they ate there on the heap.
第46节，又对众弟兄说：“你们堆起石头，他们就拿石头来堆成一堆，大家便在上面吃喝。”Labor
called it Jigger Sahadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed.
第47节，拿班称那石堆为伊加尔撒哈杜他，雅各却称那堆石头为加内德。
Galeed, a heap of witnesses, what it means.
你这个里面呢，就是说是伽利德，这是一堆石头做那个见证，这什么意思？
It was a contract of stones.
其实是用石头来为证。
And the stones were there piled up in order that people, when they saw the pile, would say, there's a contract here between Laban and Jacob.
那你堆呢一堆石头，这样一边呢，当人们经过这个石头的时候呢，他们说啊哈，这拿单和雅各在这里订了一个合同。So
that word Galeed is the root for the word Gilead.
所以呢，这个加利德呢，它是那个词呢，是那个 Gilead 的那个词根。
The land of Gilead was on the east side of the Jordan River, just opposite Israel on the east side of the river. That's where this story takes place.
那个加利那个是在约旦河的东面的一个地方，它呢正对着以色列，这就是这个故事发生的地方。
All right, so verse 48 says, Laban said, this heap is a witness between you and me this day, therefore it's called Galeed, a heap of witness.
第48节说，那班说，那今天这石堆做你我之间的见证，因此这地方得名叫加内德。
And verse 49, it's also called Mizpah. So it was called Galeed, and it was called Mizpah. And the word Mizpah simply means to watch.
这个里面的第49节说呢，本来这个地方叫名字叫加利德，49就说就叫米斯巴，意思是说我们彼此离别以后。And
so, Laban says, may the Lord, we'll call it Mizpah, may the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent one from the other.
意思是有些说，那这又叫米斯巴，意思说呢，我们彼此离别以后，愿耶和华在你我之间监察。Laban
at least knew this, that God in heaven is the God who watches.
所以呢，拿班至少他知道这一点，那个在天上的神呢，他在监察。It's
interesting, Laban didn't say, may my gods watch over us. He says, well, your God, watch over us.
非常有意思, 那边并没有说要我的神来监察, 他说是愿你的神来监察。
Verse 50, if you afflict my daughters, or if you take other wives beside my daughters, although no man is with us, see, God is witness between you and me.
第五十节说, 你若苦待我的女儿, 又在我的女儿以外, 宁娶去, 虽没有人知道, 却有神在你我之间做见证。
Well, that's an interesting thing to say. Say to the husband, here's the deal. I'll give you my daughters. You are going to have to promise that you're not going to abuse them in any way.
这个是非常有意思的事情，就是说呢，对他女儿的丈夫说呢，我把我女儿给你，但是呢，你必须向我保证，你不要苦待我的女儿。
Why would you have to have a contract for something like that?
你为什么要立这样一个合约为某些人？
Probably because you charge the man 7 years' wages to get the wife in the first place.
有可能就首先呢，你就是说是让他得到第一个妻子，说呢要他为你工作7年。
It's also phony baloney.
同样是那种愚蠢的和假。
What should a relationship between a man and a wife be?
所以呢，一个人跟他的妻子之间的关系应该是什么样的？
Money or love?
金钱或者说是爱。
Okay, you want to become the son, the daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ, how much is it going to cost you?
你要成为我们主耶稣基督的儿子或者女儿, 你要付多少钱呢?
Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me.
主耶稣爱你, 主耶稣爱我。
And if he gave him $1,000, would he love us more?
如果你给他1,000块钱, 他会更爱你吗?
No, he'd reward us for the $1,000. But he loves us. That's what it's all about. And Laban didn't understand this at all.
不会的, 他会为你给他1,000块钱的奖赏你, 但是呢, 他仍然是爱你, 所以拿班呢, 他的这些完全不明白。
And he says, we'll get the good things by contract.
我们会做, 得到好的东西, 通过, 立合同。
And we don't get the good things by contract. We get the good things by repentance and love.
所以我们并不可能通过好的合同呢，能得到好事。 我们通过呢，就是悔改和爱来得到好事情。
All right, then Laban said to Jacob, here is this heap, and here is this pillar, which I have placed between you and me.
那边又说呢，你看，在你我之间所立的这石碑和柱子。
This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass beyond this heap to you, and you will not pass beyond this heap and this pillar to me for harm.
这石碑做见证，这柱子也做见证。 我必不越过这石碑去害你，你也不可越过这石碑和柱子来害我。
This is supposed to be family.
这应该是个家庭。
You don't say to your family, we need a contract to keep me from blowing your head off, shooting you. It's all so very wrong.
你对你家人，你不可能对你家人说我们立一个合同，然后呢，你呢不会来砍下我头或者拿枪打我。
And then, verse 53, the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us.
第53节说，但愿亚伯拉罕的神和拿鹤的神，就是他们父亲的神，在你我之间判断。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Laban.
拿班。
Did Laban believe in the God of Abraham, Nahor?
所以拿班他相信亚伯拉罕和拿鹤的神吗？
And Terah their father?
所以他的父亲呢？
No, he didn't believe it.
他不相信。
He's using all of this, manipulating it, twisting it, and going through the motions, making sure that Jacob lives up to his responsibilities.
所以他用这所有的一切呢，他呢都是去操纵，然后呢去强奸，然后呢就是说是确保让那个雅各呢就是负起责任来。
And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac.
所以呢，雅各呢就指着父亲以撒所敬畏的神起誓。
Jacob did. He did it because he respected his father.
雅各这么做了，是因为他呢尊重他的父亲。
Was it reasonable?
这个是有道理的吗？
No. Was it equitable?
不是的，这个
？No.
是有效的吗？也不是。
If they had gone to court over all this, who would have won?
所以他们如果是为这个起诉到法庭，谁会赢？
Well, Laban was the liar all the way along.
所以拿班的他一路都是撒谎。
But Jacob says, I'll comply. I'll swear by the fear of my father Isaac, out of respect for Isaac, I will do what is right with you, Laban, even though what you're asking me to do is totally wrong, not necessary at all, but I will do it.
对雅各说呢，我会起誓，我起誓的目的呢，是因为我尊敬我的父亲以撒，也是敬畏神，所以呢，我按因为他们的缘故呢，我会遵照这个合约去做，尽管呢，你对我做的事情都是错的，你也去对我做这所有的错事，我仍然会负起我的责任。
Verse 54 says, Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain, called his brethren to eat bread, and they ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain.
有人自己说，又在山上献祭，请众弟兄来吃饭。他们吃了饭，便在山上住宿。
He went out to Laban in kindness.
所以呢，他呢就是对拿班呢就是友好。
Verse 55, and early in the morning, Laban arose, kissed his sons and daughters, and blessed them. Then Laban departed and returned to his place.
第五十五节，拿班清早起来，亲吻了他的儿女们，给他们祝福，就回到自己的地方去了。
All right, all of which basically says then that marriage relationships are not always ideal.
这所有的对我们来说呢，就是说是啊，那个啊，就是婚姻之内的那些关系呢，并不总是你想象的呢。
And if they're not, doesn't mean to say that all is lost.
所以呢，就是说是如果不是那样的，并不证明这都是损失。
And after all that problem, remember this.
就是所有的问题之后，要记住这一点。
Jacob has a family.It becomes the greatest family that the world has ever known.
所以雅各他的家庭呢，变成了世界上有史以来所知道的最伟大的家庭。
But God.
但是神。
Keep trusting the Lord.
要一直去相信主。
You say it isn't fair. That's true.
你说呢？这不公平，这也是事实。
It isn't right.
他呢，是不是对的？
He owes me, she owes me some money.
他欠我，或者他欠我一些钱。
I spoke to a man a while ago. He said I'm having trouble with my wife.
因为呢，就是说不借钱，我跟一个人说话，他说我和我妻子之间有麻烦了。
I said, "Then what's the problem?"
我说那问题是什么
？He said, "All she ever wanted was my money."
他说呢，他所有想要的都是我的钱。
Okay, and I felt sorry for him in part, but the fact is, he didn't have to use too many brains to realize that was coming, and he closed his eyes to the truth because he wanted a wife.
这个里面呢，就是我为他呢感到遗憾呢，但是呢，部分原因呢，其实是说我也不是的，因为呢，他呢就是闭着眼睛都能想出来这样的事情呢，但是他仍然呢还是娶了这个人做妻子。
All right, so is that good news or bad news?
就是好消息还是坏消息
？What's the next verse say?
那下一句经文怎么说？
So Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him.
第32章了，雅各仍继续行动，神的天使遇见他。
He had a bad and an awkward meeting with Laban.
现在有一个和那个拉班之间的一个非常的糟糕的一个不好的会。
What comes next?
那么下一步是什么呢
？A meeting with the angels of God.
他碰到了神的天使。
Well, if that ever happened to you or me, we'd be flying around on cloud nine. We'd say, this is absolute, the angels of God met me.
因为如果这些事情曾经发生在你我身上呢，我们呢就会四处奔走相告欢呼说呢，你去想象一下神的天使碰到了我。
We're not told the details.
我们并没有被告知细节。
I think it was probably a pretty happy meeting.
我认为呢，可能是一个非常的幸福的相会。
If you were to sit down with the angels, do you think you'd have something nice to talk about?
如果你和一个天使坐在一起，你说呢？你认为你们之间谈的东西都是非常好的事情吗？
I think it'd be pretty nice to meet the angels.
你也非常愿意碰到一个天使。
And I probably would say to them, if they met me, I'd probably say to them, have you been watching me for a while?
因为如果我能碰到一个天使，我有可能对他说，那你是不是一直在看顾我呢？
And I think some of them might say, well, actually, yes, I'm one of the angels that God has sent to you. I've been watching you all your life, Harold.
所以我认为他呢，有可能中间也会说呢，比如说是我就是那一位神派来就是看顾你的天使，说哈尔的，我一直都在看顾你。And
I would say, well, did you ever do anything to help me?
我会说呢，你有没有干过什么事情来帮助我呢？
And they might say, well, yeah, I was with you that particular day when you went over the handlebars on your bicycle.
他说呢，他有可能说是啊，那在某一天呢，当你骑自行车的时候，那你那就是一下跌到那个龙头前面去的时候。It
was a rental bicycle.
是我租的个自行车。And
it was pretty good bicycle, but there was just a little bit of a slack between the handlebars and the wheel.
所以呢，就是说，当时那是一个非常好的自行车，只是在那个龙头和那个前轮子之前呢，有一点间隙。So
when you turn the handlebars instead of the wheel going like this.
当你那个转龙头的时候呢，这个就是那个轮子本来往这边转。
The slack was there, so it went like this.
所以呢，就是因为那个它里面有个空隙，就像这样。
And then when you turned it back, it went like this.
所以我呢，就是把它搞回来。
And it went like this.
再然后这样。
And it went like this.
然后这样。
And I was going down the road too fast.
所以我在路上骑得太快。
And it went like this.
对，然后这样。
And then it went like that.
也这样。
And then it went like this.
也这样。
And then it went like that, right off the side of the road.
所以呢，然后呢，就是在这个路边呢，一直。
And the front wheel stopped, and I went right over the head thing, and landed in a bush.
所以呢，然后呢，就是说是，然后那个前轮就停在那个路边了，然后我就从那个自行车上一下就翻过去了，翻到那个树丛里去了。And
when I got in the bush, I started laughing.
然后我从那个树丛里站起来，我就开始笑了。And
I said, you know, that was fun.
我说这个很好玩啊。And
I didn't get hurt.
我那一点伤都没受。And
it's only a rental bike. I'm going to take it back 20 minutes anyway.
所以呢，这只是我租的一辆自行车，我把它还回去就行了。And
I just wonder if it wasn't an angel who just organized that for me, so that instead of landing on the concrete, I landed in the bush.
所以呢，我认为那就是如果呢没有那个天使在那保护我的话呢，我就会落在那个水泥地上，而不是落在树丛里了。Who
is watching over all this conversation between Laban and Jacob?
谁在一直那观察这个拉班和雅各之间的交谈呢？
I think it was the angels.
我认为是天使们。
I just wonder, this is not biblical. This is just my surmising.
因为我就是感觉奇怪，但是那这不是属圣经的，是我自己想出来。
Do you think they might have even had a little bit of a laugh?
因为他们之间有没有偷偷的在笑呢？
I think maybe the angel, if I telling that story about landing in the bush, I think if the angel were there, he would have laughed with me.
因为我就说那人问呢，我那个时候呢，就是说是自行车上摔下来的时候，如果有天使在那里看着，他们就觉得很好笑。All
of which says God loves you, Jacob.
所以这就都告诉我们，雅各神爱你。
And the angels love you, Jacob.
就是天使也爱你，雅各。
And you keep trusting God, Jacob.
你雅各，你要一直相信神。
Verse 2, when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim.
第二句说，雅各看见他们就说呢，这是神的精兵，于是他给那地方起名叫马哈涅。
Mahanaim means double camp.
所以呢，就是马哈涅，就是意味着二精兵。
There's the camp of Jacob.
这里有雅各的那个。
And around that camp, the camp of the angels.
你在那个营地中间呢，围绕着是天使的营地。
Do you remember any other stories like that?
你记不记得其他的那些故事像这样的？
There was the camp of Elisha and his family, well, his friends.
所以以利沙和他的朋友们呢，他们有个营地。
And around them, the Syrian army.
所以在他们外面是亚述的军队。
And between them and the Syrian army, the camp of the angels.
所以呢，就是说是在他亚述人的军队和他们之间呢，有一圈的那个天使。
And Elisha said to his servant, "Listen, you don't have to worry about that Syrian army out there because there's a camp of angels in between us and them. You're going to be all right."
所以呢，以利沙对他的仆人说呢，你不用担心那些亚述人的军队，因为呢，有一营的天使在那里围绕着我们。
And Jacob basically was saying, "There was me and my wives and our camp."
所以呢，雅各呢，基本上说呢，这里是我和我的妻子们，还有我们的营地。
And around that, the camp of Laban after me.
所以呢，在后面呢，就是围绕着那拉班的营地。
And in between us, the camp of the angels.
其实他们的营地之间呢，是天使的营地。
And you say, "Hallelujah, I'm protected. The angels are with me."
因为你说哈利路亚，我被保护了，天使和我同在。
It isn't just God who is with us, and praise the Lord, He is.
所以呢，这不仅仅是那神与我们同在，我们赞美主，因为他与我们同在。
But sometimes it's the angels as well.
有时候呢，同样也有天使。
And he's there to help us.
他们在那里呢，帮助我们。
Okay, that's wonderful, isn't it? Everything's marvelous now.
这是非常奇妙的，是不是？那所有的事情现在都变得非常的神奇。
What? Verse 3, then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom.
第三节说，雅各派使者们先往西尔地去，就是以东地，见他哥哥以扫。
Did Jacob have troubles?
雅各他有麻烦吗？
Okay. Behind him, Laban.
就在他后面有拉班。
Ahead of him, Esau.
就在前面有以扫。
What did Laban want to do to him?
所以拉班想对他干什么？
He wanted to rob him some more.
他想呢，抢他的更多的。
What did Esau want to do him?
那以扫想对他做什么呢？
He wanted to kill him.
他想杀了他。
What would you have done if you had been Jacob?
如果你是雅各，你会怎么做？
I think I would have said to the angels, "Do you guys want to stay around a little longer, please?
所以呢，我
说 I need you. I want you guys around me."
我会对那些天使说，那你们能不能跟我们多待一会儿，因为我们需要你们在周围能保护我们。
All right, so Jacob sends a message to Esau, verse 4. He commanded his servant, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau. Thus your servant Jacob says, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there unto now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find favor in your sight."
第三节说雅各派使者先往，第四节说呢，他对使者他们吩咐他们说呢，你们对我主以扫说，你的仆人雅各这样说，我在拉班那里寄居，直到如今，我有牛驴羊群男仆女仆，现在派人来报告我主，为要在你面前蒙恩。
It's interesting, he calls Esau Yes, Lord, my Lord Esau.
非常有意思呢，他把以扫称之为主，他说我主以扫。
Do you think he remembered that he cheated Esau?
你认为他记得他欺骗了以扫吗？
He had a contract.
他们之间有个合同。
It was a bad deal.
这是个非常糟糕的交易。
Interesting, Laban was much like Esau.
非常有意思，那个拉班呢就很像那个以扫。
He was afraid Esau was going to be much like Laban.
所以呢，我就说，用了这样子，那以扫呢更像拉班。
And he's basically saying in verse 5, he's saying, listen, I don't need your help. I'm pretty independently wealthy now. I've got oxen, donkeys, flocks, male and female servants. He was a rich man.
他基本上说在第五节的时候跟以扫说呢，我现在呢不需要你的帮助，我呢是非常独立的，我现在是个很有钱的人，我有很多的财产。
Verse 6, then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him.
今天就说使者们回到雅各那里说， 我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着400人正迎着你来。
And I think Jacob said, well, that may be true, but the angels were with me.
所以呢，我说雅各说呢，这里有可能他们人很多，但是天使却和我同在。
Do you think he was scared?
你认为他害怕吗？
Yes.
非常。
Do you think he, in the midst of his fears, said, Lord, thank you, the angels are with me?
因为在他害怕的过程中，他说呢，主啊，感谢你，天使和我同在。
Can you be scared and trusting the Lord at the same time?
所以你能不能就是同时呢，又害怕又相信主呢？
I think so. I think there are times in your life when you say, Lord, I believe you, but frankly, this is scary.
因为我认为是的，因为在你的人生中呢，有可能呢，你对主说呢，主啊，我相信你，但这有点可怕。
400 men.
所以400人。
Do you remember any numbers like that before?
你记得在之前有没有这样的数字吗？
When Abraham went to fight with Chedorlaomer and his confederates, how many men did he have?
所以当亚伯拉罕去打那个切特勒欧姆尔和他的联邦的时候，他带了多少人呢？
418.
所以418人。
What did they do?
他们做了一些什么事情？
Well, they conquered the Confederate armies of Chedorlaomer.
他们呢，征服了那个切特勒欧姆尔他们的联邦军队。
If Jacob remembered that, do you think that Esau would have remembered that story?
你认为呢，雅各呢，他记得这个故事？你认为以扫记得这个故事吗？
Yeah. The last thing Jacob knew about Esau was that he was going to kill him when he got an opportunity.
所以呢，我们假设呢，就是说这雅各知道呢，以扫如果他有机会，他一定是会杀了他。
Okay, so a lot of you have been wondering about that number, 418. Was I right or was my memory wrong?
我们大家都在说呢，谈的那个418人，他说的是数字是对的还是错的？
Katie, what do you think?
318.
Only 318. I'm sorry. That makes it even worse, Jacob.
这个呢，他抱歉，他是318人。 那么说，这让那个雅各的处境更加难看。All
right, verse 7. So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and camels into two companies.
第七节说呢，雅各就非常害怕，而且愁烦，便把那与他同在的人和羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队。
And he said, if Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company, which is left, will escape.
第八节说，以扫若来击杀这一队，剩下一队还可以逃避。
Okay, so there was a man, I think his name was Luis Palau, and he wrote a book once entitled The Schemer and the Dreamer.
所以这个里面有一个人呢，叫路易斯什么的，他呢就是说是他写了一本书，这个书的名字叫那个《阴谋家和做梦家》。
He summarized the life of Joseph as the dreamer.
所以呢，他呢就是说是总结了那个约瑟的人生，说他是个梦想家。And
he summarized the life of Jacob as the schemer.
所以呢，他把那个雅各的人生呢总结为一个阴谋家。So
Roy, is the translation of schemer good, or do we have to explain what a schemer is?
Yeah, I think they all knew the schemers was a schemer.
Okay. Jacob was always thinking, scheming, plotting, planning. He says, he's coming with 400 people. What can we possibly do? So he says, we'll divide into two companies. This one over here, that one over here. If he gets this one, he won't get this one. If he gets this one, he won't get this one.
所以雅各呢，他一生呢，他就在做一些谋划，做一些阴谋，他就总是想搞这个。所以呢，他说，那这个时候呢，如果呢那个以撒带着400人来了，我们就分成两边，两边了。如果他打这一边，那一边跑了；如果打这一边，那这一边也跑了。所以他分成两边谋划着这个计划。And
what else did he do?
那么他做了些什么其他事情？He
prayed.
他祷告。Verse
9.
第9节。
Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and your kindred, and I will be with you.
第9节说，雅各说，耶和华我父亚伯拉罕的神，我父以撒的神啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要后代你。
It's a marvelous introduction, isn't it?
这是一个非常的奇妙的一个介绍，是不是？
Who are you praying to?
你向谁祷告？
Says, I'm praying to the God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Isaac.
他说我向我父亚伯拉罕的神祷告，我向我父以撒的神祷告。
He says, Lord, you were good to Abraham, you answered his prayers. You were good to Isaac, you answered his prayers. You promised that the blessings that you promised to them and to them, those blessings would come to me. He's praying to the God of the fathers.
基本上说呢，主啊，您呢就是回应了亚伯拉罕祷告，回应了以撒的祷告，你对他们非常好，但是你也应许呢，就是说是要通过他们来赐福给我。现在呢，我相信您，我就要为他们，为我父，我亚伯拉罕的神祷告。
He's basically saying, I'm not good enough that you would answer my prayers, but remember, you made promises to my grandfather. You made promises to my father. Would you bless me because of the promises you made to them?
基本上说呢，我并没有那么好的让您呢来回应我的祷告。但是呢，您对我的祖父啊做了应许，对我的父亲做了应许，您呢就是说是也应许呢要通过他们来祝福我，所以请您呢也回应我的祷告。
And then he says, you're the God who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, and I will deal well with you.
他呢继续说，你曾对我说，回你本地本族去，我要厚待你。
So he's saying, God, the only reason I'm here is because you told me to come here.
这段神呐，我唯一的我在这里的原因是您的告诉我要到这里来。
Now I'm here because you told me to come here, but it's scary.
你我在这里是因为您呢告诉我要来这里，但是现在呢非常的可怕。This
is a good prayer, by the way.
这是一个好的祷告，顺便说一下。You
and I should learn to pray like it.
你我呢应该学会像这样去祷告。Verse
10, I am not worthy the least of all the mercies of all the truth which you have shown to your servant.
第十节说呢， 你向仆人所施的一切怜悯和真理，我一点也不配得。For
I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I've become two companies.
我先前只拿着我的杖过这约旦河，现在我就成了两队了。You
blessed me in the past in a wonderful way.
你在过去呢，就是一种奇妙的方式赐福给我。So
having spent two verses, long verses, outlining the mercy of God and the reason for his prayer, he gets into the prayer in verse 11.
今天，然后呢，他呢有两节长的经文呢，就是说歌颂了神的慈爱和信实以后呢，他开始那做出11节里面的祷告。
He says, "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother."
所以他说，求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手。
From the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children.
因为呢，救我脱离我哥哥以扫手，因为我怕他来杀我，连母亲的孩子一同杀了。
He didn't just care about himself. He cared about his wives and his children.
他不仅仅只是关心他自己，他也关心他的妻子们和他的孩子们。
For you said, he's saying, this is, I'm going to quote you, God, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.
第二节，你曾说，他现在引用神所说过的话，说我必厚待你，使你的后裔如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。
What did he do?
他在做什么？
He memorized the promises.
他记住了神的允许。
How are you going to get through the next battle?
你怎么样的赢得下一场战斗？
By depending on the God who gave you all the promises.
所以通过依靠那位给你一切应许的神。
Do you memorize the promises?
你记住了那些应许吗？
Yeah, you say, I think I better memorize the promises. I like to memorize the promises in the Bible. They're very sure, reassuring in the middle of the night when I'm scared.
你说是，我应该那就是把圣经里的所有的也应许的记下来。所以呢，就是当我在半夜的时候非常害怕的时候呢，如果背着这些应许呢，就会好一点。
And he memorizes the appropriate promises for the present situation.
所以他记住了那个恰当的这个应许，在他当时的情况下。
If he kills me, he'll kill all my children too.
如果呢，他杀了我，会把我所有的后裔都杀光。
If he does that, I won't have any descendants.
如果他这么做，那我就没有任何的后裔了。
You've said my descendants will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. How can you do that and kill all my children at the same time?
所以你说了，我的后裔呢，如同海边的沙，多得不可胜数。那么说呢，如果呢，你把我们都杀了，这个呢，怎么样？这两者同时会存在呢
？So he suits his prayer.With the appropriate promise for the particular need.
所以呢，他把他的那个祷告呢，放进了一个适合的、恰当的这样一个应许，来满足他的需要。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the Lord has given us a good story. Jacob was an ordinary character like you and me.
记住呢，给了我们的好的故事。那么雅各呢，就像你我的性格是一样的。
When I compare myself to him, I fall short in many ways.
所以当我与他们做比较时候呢，我觉得我短缺了很多。
Not the least of which, he works a lot harder than I did.
那不仅仅只是说他比我工作呢，努力的多。
But the marvelous part of the story is, the Lord preserved him.
那这个奇妙的故事的这一部，这个故事奇妙的一部分呢，是主呢保守了他。
And he answered his prayers.
那回应了他的祷告。
And God will do the same for you and me by the grace of God.
所以借着神的恩典，神会在你我身上行同样的事情。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, these are amazing stories.
主啊，这些都是神奇的故事。
If we were to write them, Lord, we'd leave out a lot of the details that aren't so very good.
所以主啊，如果我们自己去写的话呢，我们就会把那些很多的那细节都忘掉了，这个并不好。
But you're the God who sees all our weakness and still fulfills His promises. Hallelujah.
所以呢，你是那样一位神呢，就是看到了我们所有的软弱，仍然呢就是实现你所有的应许。哈利路亚。
So Lord, each of us like Jacob, with our heads bowed right now, saying, Lord.Lord, you helped Jacob in his troubles. Would you help me in my troubles?
主啊，要我们在座的每个人呢，都低下我们自己的头，就像雅各低下头一样。就是说呢，主啊，您呢解决了雅各的问题，求您呢解决我们的问题。
Lord, you know that I need your miraculous deliverance.
主啊，您知道我们需要您奇迹般的救赎。
And so, like Jacob, we pray that you will honor your promises and help me.
所以呢，就像就是雅各一样，那就是您会呢尊重您的应许来帮助我。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向着感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢